Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson. Well, welcome in everyone. Episode number 106 of the Life Coaching for Men podcast. Can you believe we are in the middle of June? It is June 16th when this episode comes out, and you guys know it's been a heck of a spring anyway, but man, does it feel like it has flown by in a lot of ways. So we're glad to be where we are, and hope everyone is having a great week out there and settling in. I know it's extremely hot here in the greater Atlanta area, so make sure you're staying safe and staying hydrated and all those good things. I wanted to just jump right in this week and just talk about starting over and really give you permission just to start over and start afresh. And I wonder if you, when I say those words, to give you permission to start over, if anything in particular resonates. Does anything come to mind that says, you know what, I've kind of, you know, feel like I failed in this area, or I feel like a failure in this area. I feel like I haven't achieved what I want to have or what I want to achieve, or I feel like I've not progressed as well as I wanted to progress, or maybe even you've quit something. You know, maybe there's something out there that you've quit and you've just made excuses. You've not given yourself permission because you think it's too difficult or too hard, or you think somebody may make fun of you, or you think somebody may give you a hard time, or you're afraid of failing again. Like, what is it that you need permission to start over or start afresh? And this really came to mind over the last week or so for me, because you guys that know me or know me well, or you've seen me, you know that I stay in pretty good shape, and you know I like to work out, or at least, you know, I try to do some weight training and then some cardio. But to be quite frank with you, over the last 6 months, I have done little to nothing. And thankfully for, you know, my diet and how I eat and my supplements that I take and my shakes that I drink in the mornings, I've been able to stay really very healthy, maintain my weight, if not lose a little weight that I wanted to lose, and really function pretty well, right? And so along the way when I couldn't get to the gym to work out because of everything that Natalie's been going through and just life in general, it's been extremely busy and crazy and all that stuff. You know, I just haven't been able to work out. And so I would do some push-ups and, you know, try to keep those, you know, 100 push-ups a day going. Or, you know, if I missed a day, then I would get back in and do 50 and then do 75 and then so on and so forth. And y'all know we have a Cavapoo, so I would try to take Willie for a walk, but really not, you know, very little cardio and literally no weight training. And so 2 weeks ago, you know, Natalie kind of gets through her final round, and I thought, well, you know, I'm going to get back in the gym. So I go to the gym for the first time again, and as I look back now, 6 months, I really didn't realize it was that long. until what I'm about to tell you took place. But I really just did some, and some of you will laugh that know me, but I did some barbell curls and just normal, you know, what I would normally do, put the normal weight on, you know, not too big of a deal. It wasn't too hard. I, you know, got them up fine, did three or four sets, and then did some back stuff and just kind of eased back into it, or so I thought. And the next day, I was sore. The next day, I was more sore, and it just continued to wear. Literally, I could barely straighten out my arms for almost a week and a half. I mean, it was embarrassingly bad because I was so sore. And it hit me, you know, we've got some options right here, right? I can either never work out again because I know it's going to be sore, or I can take the approach and say, you know what? This is where you are. You're 6 months out. You've not done hardly anything. You've got to slowly work to get your body back in shape. And I really need to just start over. And so literally on Monday of this week, I went back in the weight room. I just kind of stripped the weights down. I started with the bar again and just started doing multiple reps and just have kind of worked my way up, or I'm planning to do that, so I can work my way up back to the weight that I was lifting before all of this happened. And, you know, I have some options, right? I can say, man, I'm so sore. I'm never going to do this again. I'm just done with weights. I'm done working out, you know, forget the whole thing. It's hard with cardio. I tried to get, you know, I was back on the elliptical and I was already sucking wind at 10 minutes. And I'm like, wow, same thing, right? So I've got some options. And Natalie has seen this too, because she, you know, all of this chemo and treatment and everything, you can imagine what that has taken the toll on her body. And she's kind of got to do the same thing. She's like, you know, I was in such great shape. I was so fit. And now it's, okay, what do I need to do to literally start over? And so it may be for you, it may be baby steps. You may have to come up with just small steps that you can do to incrementally, right, rebuild whatever that is that you need to rebuild. For example, maybe it's a relationship with one of your children. Maybe that relationship has gone dormant or gone dry and you would love to have that back, and you've just been putting that off. And maybe starting over for you is just one little text. It's just reaching out and said, hey, I just wanted you to know I was thinking about you. Or maybe it's repairing a relationship that you once had. Maybe it's repairing a relationship with a parent that you've not had in years. And you just want to take that one small step to reach out and say, you know what? It is worth me starting over. Maybe for some of you, you've wanted to do a new thing, right? Maybe you've wanted to start, you know, I love using the example of playing the guitar. Maybe you want to play the guitar. Maybe you want to play the piano. Maybe you used to be able to do that and you've quit. And so you've got all of this space in between those two times, and you feel like you've got this chasm and you're like, wow, the mountain's just too tough. No, I want to encourage you this week that if you really want to do that and you've got that kind of burning desire deep down within you, then you're allowed to start over. Maybe it's giving yourself a break. Maybe for some of you, you've been holding on to past regrets. You've been holding on to that past marriage. You've been holding on to a past failed relationship. You've been holding on to something. And you need to allow yourself the space to start over. You need to give yourself the grace, give yourself the latitude that says, you know what? It's okay. I am here. I am living in the present. The past cannot define me. The past is not going to continue to define me. And I am starting over today. Maybe you lost a job. Maybe you got fired at some point. Maybe you struggled through that. Maybe you still haven't found a job. Give yourself the space to say, you know what? It's okay. It's okay what happened, quote unquote, to me, but I am not going to let that define me anymore. I'm not going to give these people that were part of the company at the time that I was there that decided they no longer needed my services, whether fair or unfair, I'm not going to let that continue to take space in my day. I am going to live in the present. That's what I'm going to do. Maybe you started something years ago. Maybe you started something weeks ago. You know, for some of you, maybe it was a degree. You always wanted to get a master's degree, or you always wanted to get a bachelor's degree, or you wanted to finish high school and you never did. Or maybe it's a certification program that you know you want to do, right? Maybe you're a coach and you want to get certified in something. Maybe you're, you know, a lab tech and you can do something else that would help your certification. Maybe you're a nurse, whatever it is. And you know that you started that thing, or that you wanted to start that thing and you never did. Give yourself permission this week to start and to start over. What it does for you is it begins to allow your body to relax, and it begins to allow you to show yourself compassion for yourself. So many of you have so much pent up anger at those around you, and you have so much pent up anger within yourself that you never allow yourself the permission just to be you. And you can start that today. And man, I just want to give somebody out there the relief that says, you know what? He's right. I can start just being me today. I can forgive myself for past regressions. I can, if I so choose, forgive others for past regressions. And I don't have to keep living every single day over and over and over with that same regret, with that same fear, with that same drama, with that same anger, with that same angst. You don't have to do it. And today's the day, all right? Today's the day. So as we started this, I ask you, what are some things that might resonate with you if you think about starting over? What is it specifically that you want to do? Maybe you need to do it too, but you want to do that you can start today. You can start today and say, you know what? Enough's enough. I'm going to do exactly what he said, and I am going to start over. For some of you, it's just what I said. It's an exercise program. Some of you need to get yourself in shape. Some of you need to eat better. Some of you need to check out what type of supplement, what type of shake, what type of things are going into your body. Some of you need to start over and stop drinking so much. Some of you need to start over and quit blaming others. Some of you need to start over and quit blaming yourself, right? Some of you need to start over at your job, because when you walk into your job, you've already got all of this bitterness that comes over you because of your boss, or your former boss, or your boss's boss, or your coworker. And you can go in and release that bitterness and start over. Start afresh. You can do that today. And I want to challenge you this week to do just that. Start over. And if there's an area, or if there are areas in your life that you feel like are holding you back, or that you feel like are keeping you in this captive space where you can't move through them on your own, then reach out to me. All right, let's have a conversation. DrDarrenWilson@gmail.com, DrDarrenWilson.com. And let's talk, and let's see how we can get to work together so you, in fact, my friend, can start over. Have a great week, everyone. I'll see you at the same time next week. Take care. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If I can help you in any way, reach out to me today, DrDarrenWilson@gmail.com, or go to the website, DrDarrenWilson.com, and sign up for a consult today. Can't wait to see you soon. Take care, everyone.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.